Boy, do I remember high school. It was not really a memorable time in my life because I was so shy, I stayed to myself, but I did meet a lot of close friends that I'm still friends with today, many, many years later. I was never the most popular. I was never the best dressed. And that was basically because, you know, my dad financially wasn't really stable enough to keep me dressed the way that some of the more popular people in Andrew Jackson Magnet School was. But I held my own. I remember living with my cousin that I stated earlier. We lived in a two-family apartment, and we came across, I guess it was the people who lived above us, their mail one day when we opened it. It was a, we got their mail, and it was a Nettie Bauer credit card. And needless to say, you know, being young, we didn't know any better. We ordered so much Eddie Bauer shit. You know, our whole entire wardrobe was Eddie Bauer. Well, I would say his. And we would share them. You know, we went to different schools, so we would share the cardigans and the V-neck sweaters and the jeans and such and so forth, until he got upset with me and then he didn't want me wearing them anymore. You know, but for the most part, that was my wardrobe and how I kind of stayed afloat with being noticed, because I would wear these pretty colors, you know, the pastel colors, the pastel pinks and the greens and the yellows. And during that same time, I was receiving Social Security from my mom's, who had passed away, and I would get a small check every month that I would kind of use that to keep up with my footwear. And a friend of mine, Siobhan, they call him Otto, he had a cousin that actually worked in Models on Jamaica Avenue. And he would give us like 30% off of all the new release Jordans. And that's kind of how I began to get noticed, because I was that kid like, damn, this kid got all the Jordans like 3-4 days before they came out. You know, and we had a few kids in the school that was popular and well known, and they would kind of, you know, be up on their wardrobe, and they would get all of the latest sneakers. And that's when East Bay was popping. And East Bay, you can go online on East Bay the day of a release and order your shit, you know, not like now where you gotta wait online and you gotta have raffles and tickets. You know, back then it was a lot easier, and I would stay with all the latest releases, and that would give me a lot of attention from a lot of the females and a lot of the dudes, like, yo, how this kid getting all the new releases and such and so forth. So those were good times. You know, I remember the same dude, Otto, we went to the Coliseum one day and we bought matching Asics. And this is when nobody really knew what Asics was. You know, now they're considered retros, and, you know, you can go online and buy a pair of retros for damn near $200. But yeah, I went to the Coliseum and we bought a pair for like $40. And I still remember those sneakers. They were like black and red and they had mesh on the side, and nobody knew what they were. And we would walk through with them shits with the matching outfit, and everybody would be like, yo, what's those? What's those? Yo, those Asics, man. Asics gels. You know what I mean? But a lot of people wasn't up on them. So, you know, we had a lot of times, good times, a lot of fun times, you know, in high school, just, you know, out showing some of these niggas. And I remember one particular incident where I went to school with now seems to be everybody's favorite DJ. And I remember him coming through with some blue and white, I don't know the number of the Jordans, you know, I'm too old to remember that shit. But I also had them too, you know. And I'm 6'4", but at the time I'm probably like 6'2", 6'1", and I had the same Jordans on, and my foot is like a size 9. And he walks through with them, and everybody floods him. Oh shit, yo, how you get them that early? Yo, 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 you got the new Jordans, the new whatever number they were at the time, or whatever the case may be. And then I walk in, and I've always been laid back and nonchalant, but the crowd of people that was around this dude, like he was fucking God or Jesus, I swear, kind of just navigated towards me and was like, yo, he got the same Jordans on him, shit's look ill on his feet, this, that, and third. And I think for years that built some sort of hostility, because I would see this well-known DJ in clubs and different, you know, different atmospheres, party atmospheres, and the hostility would still be tense. And I would always wonder why. And I'm thinking, I think it's from that particular moment, you know, in school. You know, I was never really the popular type, like with the females though, and I think that's because I've always been shy when it came to the opposite sex, you know, until I got older and I just realized, you know, I knew what I wanted. And, you know, I had so much going on at some point where I just felt like I was that guy where I didn't have to say as much or I didn't have to talk as much. I can just show up or be there and just leave with who I wanted. But that was high school, you know. There was a young lady in high school that I was head over heels for, you know, and I think I was in ninth grade and she was like in 11th, and she never gave me the time of day. And I would talk to my man, Otto, all the time, and he knew, you know, and he would always say, yo, talk to her, talk to her. And I never had the courage to talk to her. And she would do like a I guess like a job corp thing where she would go to school or her classes 1 week, and then the other week she wouldn't leave the premises to work. She was actually working in the school office. And I would always try to find a way to get a hall pass to just go to the office or walk the hallways just to walk past the office just so she could see me and such and so forth. You know, it's just a lot of vivid memories that I remember that just kind of I laugh about now. You know, but high school, Andrew Jackson, it was a good time. You know, I met a lot of good people that I'm still friends with to this day. I didn't finish high school though. I actually ended up leaving in 10th grade and getting my GED. I didn't know that it was so free will for you to leave. You know, when you're in junior high school, you know, you go to school, you do your classes and you leave. It wasn't until I got into high school where I would see people leaving the building all the time, and I would inquire like, yo, you just leaving? And once I found out that you can just leave and the security guards didn't question you, they didn't stop you, I think that was my worst downfall, because if that wasn't the system, I think I would have finished high school. I would have, you know, probably went on to college and such and so forth and just been better than I am now. But, you know, like I said, God has everything planned for a reason. And not that I think that my life turned out, you know, bad, but that was just a time in high school where I didn't know it was just so easy to just go to one class, two classes, three classes, cut and leave and go home every day. And I think I definitely took advantage of that. And for a long time, I kind of wished that I didn't have access to being able to do that, and, you know, that I would just go to my classes and just finish. But, you know, like I said, God puts everything in perspective for a reason. You know, you can't go back. All you can do is just kind of, you know, make your future better based on the decisions that you made, whether they were good or bad in your past.